I'm here with some of my best friends. We have Danielle and we have Stephanie here in the studio, aka my room. So we've been great friends since we were little children running around naked, and
basically,
and yeah, it's been like almost, I thought it was like 15 years. We just like found out it's only 13.
Yeah. But it feels like forever. Yeah.
It feels like forever. Yeah, it does. And then also like recently, like you guys are messaging, like I think you're like the oldest friends
we've had.
And I was like, yeah. I think me too. I don't think I've ever had friends longer than that.
No. Agree.
So
it's hard to find friends in this day and age. That's a cool
milestone.
Know? Yeah.
Milestone or milestone?
Mild. It's a little spicy.
Yeah, it's a little spicy in here. And then also, I want to talk about how we used to do videos on YouTube because that was like such a fun time, and I feel like it really it. I feel like it made us who we are today.
It was so important in our friendship. I feel like it really made us who we are today.
Yeah, it bonded us.
Oh my god, to a whole nother level.
Yeah, so we used to do like music videos, mm-hmm. and we would make them how we saw them.
Yeah.
And
like exactly to the words. Whatever the words said, we did.
We did it. And it was like the funniest thing. And we called it Dax. Well, at first it was DSK Productions. Uh-huh. And then we reassembled.
Yes.
Or we remarketed.
We got new characters in the show.
We got new housewives in the mix. And then we did Dax Productions. And then with that, and then we had like a song that like,
yeah,
was like how many
what
views?
Was it?
200,000.
It was the one with running in the forest.
It was called We Intertwined.
We Intertwined. Oh, how many views?
300,000. It Holy had so shoot. Many. And this is during like when that YouTube was like not super like big.
Yes. Yeah, it wasn't like it was still like getting up there.
We felt like we were big and we had 600 subscribers.
Yeah,
we were superstars.
We were superstars. We had a party, but we weren't making no money.
Oh no.
And
I want the money on that 300,000
video.
Yeah,
I want the money.
It's like a couple cents.
Maybe 5 cents. Here's
your $3 check.
Hope it was worth it.
But there's four people in the room. But yeah, that was like so much fun. I loved it. And that's how we like all got to know each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. But today we are here to talk about, this is not called the Thanksgiving special for nothing. We're here to talk about Thanksgiving, which is personally one of my favorite holidays.
I think it's my favorite.
Because of the food?
Because of the food. Yeah. Yeah. Christmas comes right after, but I think Thanksgiving beats that.
Yeah, I think mine is like Thanksgiving, Halloween, and then Christmas. Oh. I know.
Spooky. Halloween's spooky. The bottom of my list. Yeah.
Really?
You're a spooky one. Yeah, it's too spooky for me.
I like
That's the
it.
Issue.
I think it's so much fun.
I get the heebie-jeebies.
I like to watch the like horror. Okay, wait. I have to say this. Disney Plus came out.
You probably already
have
it. Oh,
did you get it?
I have it,
I knew it. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get it.
Wait,
you can watch everything.
Everything. And there's Twitches. Remember Twitches?
Oh, it's Sister.
Oh,
Tia and Tamara.
Twitches 1, Twitches 2. And
no
then,
way.
And then they have all of Halloween Town.
Maybe we could split it.
Oh, my God. Do they have the Lizzie McGuire movie on there?
Yes. And they have Lizzie McGuire, the series. They have Even Stevens, That's So Raven.
Sweet Life Stevens.
Hannah Montana.
The Sweet Life. Hannah Montana. They have everything. After this, we're going to go downstairs and I'll show you everything.
Yes, yes, I just wish they had they Zoe 101.
That's Nickelodeon. Yeah.
Exactly.
But Netflix has a deal with Nickelodeon now, and it looks like they're going to add everything.
Perfect.
So great. I can't wait.
Yeah. I only mooch off of people, but...
Well, whatever. They're giving me good stuff.
Yeah.
But, okay. Anyway, back to Thanksgiving.
Yes, Thanksgiving.
I had to say that. I was, like, freaking out.
Oh, my God.
But, I'll show you after. Okay, so, yeah, with Thanksgiving, you know, it's, number one, I love the parade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We always watch it.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. So, what's your favorite part of Thanksgiving?
Oh, the food.
I'm like, the parade is,
I thought it was fine.
Definitely the food.
Yeah, the food, like just getting together, you know, getting dressed up to just hang out in your family room.
Yeah.
Definitely, I know. Fun.
I know, it's like a different vibe. It's like, I gotta look nice today.
Yeah,
like,
to literally hang out in my
to,
house.
To like sit in the living room, like watching the parade, waiting for Santa to come at the end so you could finally play Mariah Carey's Christmas album.
So true.
But yeah, I mean, of course the food is like my favorite, but also like watching the parade, even though it's the same shit over and over every single year. It's fun to watch. And
get you in the spirit.
Yeah, it gets me in the spirit. But yeah, that's my favorite part.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's talk dishes.
Ooh.
So Thanksgiving dishes that are a tradition in your families. So do you want to go first?
I'll let Stephanie take this one.
Okay.
You know, she's the chef in the house.
Ooh.
I don't cook anything. Don't let it fool you. I just taste test it
all.
You just
microwave.
Yeah. I cook here and there, but I don't cook on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But, so we have turkey, obviously, and it's always stuffed with the stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to cook it all the way through or else you can get sick, but we have that. Yeah.
What do you mean sick?
If you don't cook the turkey all the way through, infects your stuffing. Mm-hmm. So you have to make sure you definitely cook it through. We also have sweet potatoes, and it's like, I guess, kind of a casserole because it's all bunched, like, you know, mixed up like a mashed potato, and it's layered with marshmallows on it.
Melted marshmallow.
Ooh. So good. And then we have, you know, everything else. Mm-hmm. We actually don't have mashed potatoes, though. We only have sweet potatoes.
I love
mashed potatoes.
I think that's what we do, too, yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's okay, but... yeah, and then all the regular dishes other than that.
Yeah, some like sides of vegetables. I kind of boring, but I think the seasoning is what makes it so delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we hear like a murder going on in my room right now.
Put something like block
the
door.
Like in my house. Oh, do you guys do like Italian dishes also?
No.
Okay. Oh, well, we do the antipas.
Prior
to the big
the
meal.
I have
that. That's
forget.
Where the Italian food comes
yeah.
in.
Yes.
That's like all the cold cuts, like
cheeses.
Yeah.
Because
I feel like Italians, like.
Biscuit.
Yeah.
Wait, I forgot we do that. Now I'm so excited.
Oh my God.
That is, that might be my favorite dish.
Yeah.
The antipas. All of it.
Yeah. We do, like, in our house, like, of course, it's a turkey. I'm a fake vegan, so it depends on the day. That day, I'm going to probably not be vegan. Mm-hmm. But I don't eat turkey. I don't.
Yeah, it's okay.
So we do, like, turkey. We do ham. And then we have, like, my nonna's stuffing that is, like, amazing.
It's her,
like,
recipe?
Yeah, it's, like, her recipe. And it's all these, like, mixtures of, like, different foods in one, and it's stuffing.
That sounds really good.
It is
sure it's
so
amazing.
Good. So we have that, and then we do sweet potatoes, and then my mom makes this sweet potato dish, and it's not like with the marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
It's like mixed with different stuff. I don't know how to describe it. It's like roasted,
like pecans or something.
No, it's like roasted potatoes, but it's like with
cream.
No.
Milk.
It's like if you roast potatoes in the oven.
Yeah.
But sweet potatoes.
Okay.
Oh,
but then
delicious.
She mixes it with other things,
olive
oil like a bunch of different stuff.
I'm sure
stuff.
Anything she makes
and
is
then,
delicious.
Literally
yeah,
the best cook in the world.
And then we make like ziti.
Ooh.
We have that and
the Italian.
Yeah. And like you said, like the breads and all that. But I'm losing my voice. Just to say.
That time of year.
Yeah. But what is your favorite dish?
I think the stuffing or the antipasto, like all of the antipasto. It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I always fill up on that mistake, but it's worth it.
Mine is the stuffing and the potato, like sweet potatoes.
Same.
Like the ones with the marshmallows and the other dish too. Like I love all
of
it.
I love
it.
That too.
Ugh,
like yeah, funky. I love it all too.
It's
like,
hard to choose one.
Yeah. Well, that's why, like, my plate is overfilled.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And, like, I
and then
do
you get seconds,
three...
and it's still overfilled.
I do, like, three dishes.
Three servings.
Yeah, three servings. I'm up three times.
No shame.
Like, it's ridiculous, but, yeah, I love it.
It only comes once a year, so, you know, you just gotta...
Once a year.
Yeah.
And then everyone's,
out.
Like, knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, afterwards, like, you just hear nothing.
Oh, yeah. Nico always gets a lot, and then
yes.
he lays under the table full. And he just falls asleep under the dining room table. It's
I
so
love
cute.
It. I know. We, like, set up their little dishes.
Yeah.
And then while we're eating, they eat, too. So, and then they knock out.
Right.
It's like, it's so the cutest.
So cute.
Okay, and lastly, what are you thankful for? So when Thanksgiving comes around, and also this is every year, like every day of the year, what are you most thankful for? And it could be multiple things.
Yeah.
Oh man, this is a tough question, but there's so many things to be thankful for in so this many. World. I mean, mm-hmm. family, friends, you know, being able to...
I think being able to, I agree, family, friends, also being able to, like, you know, get out and, like, be healthy and be able to travel
mm-hmm.
because I'm healthy to do that, like, yeah. and, you know, to have that luxury because it's so nice to see, like, different parts of the world. So mm-hmm. I think that's something, but definitely family and friends first.
Yeah. Mine is money. Kardashians. No, I'm joking. No, mine is, yeah, of course, family, friends. Yeah. And especially my dogs.
They yes. Make, yeah, I was going to say that. I was yeah, including Nico, as my dog, family. In the family. Yeah. Yes.
They, like, are a pain in the ass, but
they're I'm the best. So
thankful gotta for love them.
Gotta love them.
Little creatures.
Even though they're a mess, yeah. But yeah, and especially, like, what you said, like, to actually be healthy and yeah. able to see the world or do whatever you want. Yeah. And just be happy.
Yeah. Agree.
All right. So we will be right back. We're actually going to do a taste test from Dunkin' Donuts. They did not pay us to do this. We're doing this for free. Actually, we paid to do this.
Exactly.
We paid to do this. So we're going to come back with all their holiday seasonal flavors.
Yes.
So we're doing hot and we're doing iced.
Yep.
So I'm
some
so
coffee,
excited.
Some lattes.
Yes. I'm so excited. We will be right back. And we're back.
Hey.
So we got all set up with our Dunkin' Donuts. We have three different flavors, but six different kinds. So let's read it off. So the first one, we have a peppermint mocha. Oh, no, sorry. So we have a hot, right? Peppermint
yep.
mocha.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Latte.
Coffee.
Oh, coffee. And then we have a peppermint mocha swirl.
Latte.
Latte.
Ice.
So that's what we're going to try now, and then we're going to determine which one we think is the best.
Okay.
Between hot or, like, the
ice.
Cold.
Let's drink yeah, iced ice. First. Actually,
okay.
yeah, iced, I guess. Okay, go.
Okay, cheers.
Ooh. I taste the mint.
Definitely I taste, peppermint.
I taste
that is
the
good.
Espresso.
That
that's
is
what
so
I
good.
Do.
Mm. Oh, that is so good.
Refreshing.
Tastes like Christmas.
Okay.
That's
oh, yes,
it does. I feel like I could be like a soccer mom,
wait,
like watching
it.
The kids.
Yes!
Like,
smell the hot one. It smells so good.
Yeah, I'm going in for the hot.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, this one's nice.
That's pretty good too.
I would get this.
That's pretty
sitting
good.
By the fire while we eat fondue.
I don't typically
this.
Like hot, but it's good.
So it's more. For me, it's more peppermint.
Yeah,
I taste
yeah.
a lot of peppermint.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
And less, like, mocha. I don't really taste the mocha.
It goes down easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really good. They're both
so between the
bops.
Two, which one? Both bops. Oh, my goodness, we should call bop or flop.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is. All right. So between the two, I think the hot is a bop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think they're both bops.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
This one, is the hot is way better.
Boppier.
It's more boppy. it bops different.
It has a different kind of bop to it. I can't choose. I think I'm going to choose the ice.
Okay.
Ice is my fave.
I'm going to go with the hot. It definitely gets me in the mood of, like, the season.
If you get any on my carpet,
no,
you're
I
paying
just,
my Stanley steamer bill.
I just realized we have to finish these before
we know,
pour the next one, so drink up.
Drink up.
I can't.
Thank God. Guys, I, like, filled it up to the top, and Danielle's like, maybe we should just do samples.
do
I'm like, I wasn't
time.
Thinking. I'm like, you're right.
So delicious. All right, the next one we have a gingerbread.
Oh, the gingerbread.
Yes.
Okay, so I am going to say I did try this one.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried, I think I had the latte. So it was like a different. Oh, hot.
We are gulping these drinks down.
Are these shots? Are we doing shots?
Yeah, we're little shots. Georgie's like, my room is being...
Y'all gonna get an invoice for Stanley Seaver.
Stop. I'm crying. No.
Okay. All right. And now we know who you're talking to.
Hi. Okay. Danielle.
And now.
Why?
Danielle's a happy poor.
And now, it's okay.
I'm trying not to make a mess.
So now this one is what? The iced?
This is... iced gingerbread s'more swirl with almond milk.
I don't know if I'm gonna like this one.
So I love usually gingerbread. So I always have almond milk with my coffee now. It's been a year and like a month.
Isn't it amazing?
I love like almond milk.
Yeah,
I love it.
I love
it's
it.
It's great.
Did not
oh, you drink it? To,
no, I mean
no, like almond milk.
Oh yeah, I always get almond milk.
So I love it.
It's so good.
Which one are we going in for first?
Ice first? Right. Okay, so we're going to try the iced gingerbread s'mores swirl. A lot of words. Yeah. I don't like this one at all.
Did you have this one?
I don't, not like this.
Oh. Maybe it just flop.
I don't know if this one's a
flop. Wait, no, you
I didn't taste anything. I tasted just water.
You should have bought these from the railroad station in New Brunswick, the NJ Transit.
They're good.
Oh, so ratchet.
I barely taste gingerbread. I honestly just taste coffee.
Hot is better.
I think the hot has more flavor, but with the ice, I'm only tasting coffee.
Oh, the hot is 100% better. You know what? Maybe because it's a little watered down.
No, because there was no ice in it. We got them without ice. I think it's just a wacky coffee.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, go in for the hot if you want to try the gingerbread s'more swirl.
The hot is a bop. The ice
you're gonna
is
get
a
more
flop.
Flavor with the hot one.
Than more you bang would for pump. Your buck, as somebody would say. Oh boy.
Yeah, that's
still good though.
That iced one is doing nothing for me.
Yeah, it just you're right. It tastes just like coffee. Like it doesn't even have
unless
like,
Dunkin' didn't put enough flavor swirl in.
Maybe that could be true,
but.
I thought you said that lady knew what she was doing over
oh,
there.
No, she did. I was like, I have a really big order. She was so nice. She got everything really good.
Next. Oh, this is the last one. So sad.
I'm not actually sure what the flavor of this one is.
That one is the white chocolate.
The white chocolate.
Swirl.
All right, I'm a little nervous for this one because I don't like white chocolate.
Oh.
They had white chocolate for Valentine's Day a couple years ago, and I liked it. Actually, it was white chocolate raspberry.
Ooh, white chocolate raspberry.
It was really
that
good.
That actually sounds good. Yeah.
So I think I'll like this one. Oh
wait,
my god,
this
that
one's
is
like
full.
Really high, guys.
All right, so when you do it, like pinch it, and then like quickly go like this.
Oh, I'm under pressure.
Under pressure. okay, that was good.
That's a lot.
You could put a lot of money.
Well, this is the last one. So
this is the last one.
We don't have the gulp. That's like, we say that too much.
I love it.
Can't stop, won't stop.
All right, this one, I think let's try iced first. Yeah. I have a good feeling about iced.
White chocolate.
Here we go.
So white chocolate swirl.
Ooh, whole milk.
Whole milk?
That's what was on the list.
I'm about to be on the bathroom. No.
All right, here we go.
I, again, don't taste anything.
I think it's kind of good.
I taste whole milk.
Oh, no.
I barely taste the flavor.
Really?
Swirl. Yeah.
I taste it there.
Yeah, I don't taste the white chocolate at all.
Ooh, hot though. White chocolate overload.
Okay. Oh, the hot is good.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay, so I think we need to realize that go out, Wynn. Oh. Security. All right, I think if you want a specialty holiday drink, I think it should be the hot.
Definitely.
Yeah.
The iced.
They're good.
It just hits different.
The iced ones are like, they're okay, but they're not as good as the hot.
Yeah.
Something with the heat, you definitely get
all
the flavors.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get everything instead of just one piece. With the iced ones, you just get one piece.
Yeah.
of the puzzle.
Right.
With the hat, you get all the pieces of the puzzle.
With the hat, you get everything. Mm.
Yeah, and it's cozier, you know, because you want to be warm when you're cold, so.
This one's like my favorite.
Yeah, the white chocolate. I like the first one the best. What was it again?
The
peppermint.
Peppermint. Mm.
I actually like that one the best.
I like this or the gingerbread.
The peppermint one was good.
Gingerbread.
The gingerbread I actually did not like at all, and that was the one I tried first.
Yeah, that's true. I tried that before.
Yeah,
that was funny.
That was really good. Okay, so I always end the show with a quote of the day. And this quote of the day is, be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. By the iconic Oprah Winfrey.
I love that.
Isn't that great?
I like it. If you really think about those words.
If you think about it, yeah.
You know, you just become more accepting and appreciative of things you have.
And more you'll end up having more because you're not worrying about what you don't have. You're worrying about what you have.
Right. Amen.
Her mind.
I love that.
Yeah, well, it's like, it's definitely, I want a Thanksgiving vibe.
Yes.
So that's why I want you to think about. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys, for coming on the show. Thank you for getting this Dunkin'
extravaganza.
And it was a bop or flop game. How much fun was that? All right. I will see everybody. Oh, wait, I won't be on next week. So have a great Thanksgiving. And spend time with your family and loved ones and friends. And if you know someone who doesn't have family, invite them over your house. Don't let anybody feel alone on this day. You know, it's such a great day for us because we have family. But for people who don't have family, I feel like that's a time to really grab them.
Yeah.
And like make them feel loved.
Yeah.
So
everyone deserves some love.
Yes, everybody. So have a great weekend. Have a great Thanksgiving. Eat a lot because January is diet time.
Eat a lot. 2020. And then eat more.
We're getting abs. That's it. All right. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
I love you guys.
Yes.
And
until next time.
Until next time.
Happy Thanksgiving.